Hey, y'all. Today on the short and long of it with Tim and Greg, we're going to talk about that slimy feeling you get when you know you're being sold to.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of the long and the short of it with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Fighters, many of the coaching clients that I've helped over the years were in serious trouble because of friendly fire. They tried to grow too big, too fast, and caused themselves a bunch of pain. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though your employees think you're getting rich. Maybe you're struggling with burnout from living in a constant state of chaos in your business. Maybe your kids haven't seen you in days. Maybe you feel trapped by the business that was supposed to be your ticket to freedom. Wherever you're at, listen, it's time to call a timeout and get your foundation in order. In fact, not even if you're struggling, even if you're winning right now, but you know there's another level of winning that you want to take your business to, it's time to call a timeout right now and get your foundation in order. And that's what our Battleground program is designed to do. It's everything you need to grow your business, sales, marketing, leadership, numbers, you name it, it is there. I want to invite you to go check it out, our kick-ass group coaching program, Battleground, at thecontractorfight.com/battleground and join an incredible community of other men and women who are kicking some serious tail in their business. thecontractorfight.com/battleground.
Hey, Greg, you know that feeling you get when you know that somebody's not looking out for you and they just want to sell you something? That ever happened to you?
What, Tim, why would somebody do that? Come on. Nobody does that.
It's like the when you go to a carnival, the circus, and you get these barkers telling you you're going to win all these awesome things, and there's a 100% guaranteed chance that you're going to get something really sweet. And you know, these guys just want to collect the money, and really, they don't care about you. So I guess my point is, have you had that happen to you in your life as a professional or even as a consumer?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, before learning all the shinfu and all that stuff, you know, we just thought this the way it was. I'm going to tell you how great I am, then you're going to tell me how great you are, and then, you know, or we're going to compete against other contractors, so we need to make ourselves feel really important. I had a cabinet salesman come into my office because I was looking at maybe changing suppliers, right? The guy came in, I had my team there, and I think he was there for an hour and a half. I think I maybe said, I don't know, three sentences in an hour and a half. He just talked the entire time about, you know, his accomplishments and then also how great his cabinets were compared to others, blah, 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 blah. All I was waiting for him to ask me is what my needs were and how he could help me. And we never got there. So he left. And I mean, my eyes were glazed over after 30 minutes. I was like, oh my gosh, can you just please stop talking and go?
I can imagine, Greg. But you know, the thing is, you're really good at what you do. So you know how to help people get what they want. Because, you know, basically, Greg, yeah, we're salespeople because we have a business, but we're never selling anything. Like, it's key to anything is trying to figure out what they want and get them to where they need to be. And sometimes word tracks can be used, but there's times when word tracks, just like, it's obvious to anybody listening that you're not looking out for their best interest. So some of the things that you hear that makes your skin crawl when somebody approaches you, maybe it's a door-to-door guy. Tell me an experience that you can just think of top of your head.
Let's see here. So a bad experience with a salesperson. I think I always laugh when I'm like, what? Like, I get the pest control guy, right? Are you currently getting pest control done? Yes. Would you like to look at another company? Well, I don't know. Well, here's all our information, right? Right off the top. And I'm like, holy cow.
So if like, they're leading you to the answer that they want to hear so they can spit exactly up the next line.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't, like, what's going on in your house? How are things? You know, what's going on here? Is there anything we could help with? Like, what are some things you'd like to see be better?
Right. So so you're saying you're having what and how and when and all open-ended questions, which are leading towards the end, but they don't feel led. Because when they're asking leading questions, they're lining themselves up for the next question. It just doesn't cut it. And it makes me go crazy when I hear that stuff, especially if I'm buying something or I need a service from somebody. I mean, just recently I was talking to a gentleman who was going to put a water treatment system in my son's house. He's promoting it. He's telling me all the benefits and, you know, where arsenic comes from. And it runs from a vein to from Nova Scotia all the way to Massachusetts and all these other states. And just telling me all the shit I really don't need to prove that he's the expert, but never really just said, you know, how many people are living in the house? How long has this been a problem? You know, what have you tried? Just, I mean, see, we got all these bad habits, Greg, and you know that you had them and I had them. And people who, anybody in business has had them because we've learned them from other people, yeah. Uncles, right? Our dad, we're generational business. And we just keep on repeating the same thing. So what can you do to stop this slimy freaking sales tactics that we've been doing for so long?
Yeah, you know, and Tim, I hate to say the word slimy. I don't want to throw it all around. I mean, it does certainly feel that way because try to use these word tracks as we call them and think that just because they say these words, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy right now. And that's just not the way it is. And you and I learned that a long time ago. We're not just saying words and getting sales. So, you know, we did come up with 6 questions, Tim, over in the battlegrounds. And Tim, I don't feel like these are scripts. These are just some questions, so we're make sure we're getting the information we need, we can help them.
Right. So we have people who don't know who the 6 questions are. I'd love to share them with you, but I can't. They're proprietary. It's for members of the paid group in the battleground of the contractor fight. I mean, it wouldn't be fair for us to share that with you because they've paid for that knowledge. But it's basically 6 questions that engage a customer to share why they want what they're asking for, to make them feel heard, to make help us understand what they need. And it's not just not asking questions to ask questions, because that's what's happening. And I see it time and time again in the trades. Not only do I see it when I witness it, if I'm in somebody's home and it's happening, I've seen it it's happened to me. It just turns my stomach that I have to go through their process, which totally blows. So, Greg, in closing, what can you do to stop this habit?
Well, I mean, my favorite thing to do with sales and other areas is, you know, role play.
Role play. That sounds like, oof. Are we talking about the role play that I'm thinking about?
Probably not, knowing me, but you have to practice this in real life scenarios so you can look, it's going to be nerve wracking at first, and then you get better at it. It just helps you understand people better.
Yeah. You're totally straight on, Greg. Cause you know what, dude, if you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to practice and look at yourself, it may work, but you know, if you're throwing it against somebody who's also a professional and maybe in similar industries, and they're hearing what you're saying, they know how it sounds. If it sounds right, it sounds wrong. And that's the beauty of being in a sales group. So you're not alone. We've got the same challenges and the same bad habits we've been doing for so many years that we have to get through, helping each other become better at what we do. So if you're not in a sales group, you need to be in one. I'm biased because I'm in the contract fight. I mean, I'm a coach, and I think everybody should be in the battleground. There's no reason why you shouldn't be in a sales group to sharpen your skills and make you a better communicator and to help the people. Because basically, Greg, we are servants to these people. That's the trades we're in. So with that, guys, be better at asking questions. Don't be that slimy. Well, guy, just ask questions to be heard, be the expert. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.